to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And boy, do we have 2 hours of fabulous radio for you. I am here with my top senior producer, Mitt Derbany Mathers. He is pushing more buttons today than you can even imagine. And that's because we have got a phenomenal 2 hours back to back. I love healthy, wealthy Tuesdays. Today is about health and wellness, and we're going to bring you two back to back phenomenal shows that are going to help you take a new look at yourself in many, many different ways. But we're going to address something very important, Benny. As you look out that window right now, for those of you that are with us in the Seattle area, tell us what you see out there. What do you see, Benny?
It's yucky.
Actually, I don't see very much, which means it is one of these wonderful, beautiful, gray days in the greater Pacific Northwest. For many of you tuning in from California, you're probably saying, what's that girl talking about? Scratch that. But for many people that are living here in the Pacific Northwest and some parts now of Northern California that are getting hit with that, you know what seasonal affective disorder is. And today, Beth Weber is joining us because we've got a phenomenal show to not only help you realize how you can take care of SAD. You're going to hear about that because she's created a remedy that no one else has created. And this is exciting. It's so important that we're actually going to invite our listeners to participate in winning a full treatment with her, and we'll tell you more about that. Beth Weber is joining us here with Zoe Lotus, and zoelotus.org is the website, but she's a licensed acupuncturist massage practitioner, and she has created a healing sanctuary at Zoe Lotus Healing Arts in Seattle, and you want to know about this. We're going to make sure you have her phone number, because this is a practice which combines both acupuncture and massage. And she is helping countless people move beyond their limitation, whether it's hormone imbalance, whether it's chronic illness, whether it's anxiety, depression, whether it's prenatal and postpartum care. Her intention is to bring out the body's innate healing wisdom, and she is doing that in a big way for us. Today, we're going to answer the incredible questions about acupuncture, frequently asked questions. What is the truth and what is not? So I'm hoping that we can do like a true false questionnaire that Benny and I can participate in. Then we're going to introduce you to, you already know what it is, seasonal affective disorder, but present you with solutions or how you can tap into the solution and wash those blues away. Beth, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Acupuncture. We hear it over and over and over again. Acupuncture. I mean, just the word in itself puts the fear of you know what in so many people, but you're here to help us with that.
I have gotten so many calls since being on the show asking about acupuncture, and people are, they know about it, they're curious about it, but oh my goodness, people have a fear of needles. So let's talk about acupuncture today. So I wanted to start off with kind of just a little bit of background about what is acupuncture. So acupuncture is a comprehensive system of preventative healthcare and wellness. It's over 3,000 years old. Some texts say it's even older than that. Acupuncture began in China and then moved west along the Arab trade routes. There's adjunct therapies that go along with acupuncture, including cupping, heat therapy, herbal lifestyle recommendations, massage therapy. So acupuncture basically seeks to restore the proper flow of life energy. Our bodies know what that proper flow is. Sometimes we get a little lost along the way, and acupuncture is a tool that we use to restore that balance. So we stimulate certain points along meridians. Meridians are those energy pathways, acupuncture points using needles. We stimulate illustrate those points. And central to the philosophy of acupuncture is the idea that all symptoms must be considered. So we ask you all kinds of questions, from colds and flus to digestion to hormonal stuff, to get the full picture of what you're about. And we look at your organ energetics. So if any of you out there have been to an acupuncturist, they talk about spleen deficiency, liver qi stagnation, all these crazy terms. And it's a great way of looking at the body. It looks at it as a whole. So, for instance, the kidney would represent more than just the kidney. It represents the kidney itself, as we think of the kidney, but it also represents your adrenal glands, your low back pain, the entire urinary system as a whole. The heart represents the heart and the blood, but it also represents the brain as well. So, interesting stuff.
Well, interesting stuff that goes back to thousands of years, actually, that we tap into the innate, as you say, in the work that you do, the innate ability for us to heal ourselves.
It's a wonderful tool, and I love to combine touch therapy with my acupuncture.
What does that mean?
Massage. Definitely massage with acupuncture. For me, it is the most important tool that I use in my work.
Now, wait a minute, because now look, if we've got people out there that are asking questions about acupuncture, we just need to clarify how you do acupuncture and massage. So I just want people to know that you're not going to be putting the needles in and doing something strange. So let's talk about a unique approach, and it is a unique approach that you have used. I cannot tell you how many times people say to me, even when I go for an acupuncture treatment, they say, you know, you really should get a massage. But it's never there.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, go get it. And then I'm thinking, okay, one more place I got to go to.
Right. Well, I combine them. So whether, depending on what the person comes in with, I will either start with acupuncture, and that can be needle or non-needle techniques, people out there that are afraid of the needles. And then I would either end with, or in the middle of the session, put in massage. So say, for instance, if somebody came in with sinus issues, we would definitely work on the scalp, we'd work on the sinus, we'd work on the face. If people came in for stress and they feel it in their shoulders and neck, we would do massage there. I feel that touch therapy is the most important aspect of what I do. It goes back to our innate need as infants for touch therapy from our mothers when we're born. We don't lose this as we get older. It just gets buried. So for me to have someone on my table for an hour to be able to nurture that soul, to be able to help that soul get well with whatever tools I have to use, that's what I do.
So, you know, when we look at this, I always ask the question, why haven't folks really thought of combining acupuncture and massage before this? I mean, I'm sure there are people that do it, but you do it as a regular process and approach. That's what I'm saying. It's not just, oh, by the way, this is something that you do. What have you discovered about this?
I have discovered it facilitates the healing process. So most people will not only, even if they come in and they're afraid of needles, first of all, I quickly expunge that fear. So once they see the needles, it's not a hypodermic, we're not drawing blood. We're not giving you an immunization. They're very fine, hair-thin needles. Mm-hmm. They're placed very superficially under the skin. My goal is to make it to where you don't even feel them going in. So that's my goal. Combining the massage, people will go into this deep meditative state. Some people fall asleep during acupuncture. And then they leave you.
I know. That's me.
Yeah, and then they leave feeling refreshed. So if they come in for a midday appointment, they leave feeling that they can take on the rest of the day.
Yeah, I'm one of these folks that I don't really have a phobia about needles. I don't know why I don't, but I don't. And so I am an acupuncturist's dream client.
You're not, you're in the view, though, because I've, like I said, since I've been on the show, I've gotten a lot of calls, and people are very afraid of the needle. So I want to extinguish that fear right off the bat and talk about, you know, first question, I don't like needles. Does it hurt? And you'd be surprised. I have people come in covered in tattoos and still say, I'm afraid of needles. Does acupuncture hurt?
Oh, what a picture that would be.
Yeah. So,
and you know, this is really cool because one of these, we're going to be starting to videotape some of the shows. And so wouldn't it be great if we could have you come in and we actually do Benny?
That would be awesome.
Oh, he's not here. Wait. So all of a sudden, like, I'm already saying, okay, why aren't we having it and have you do Benny?
Wouldn't that be
really interesting
to do?
That
would be great. If he's game, I'm game. That's
all right.
Great.
Well, if he's not, I'll do it. But it's hard to talk with the little needles in your face.
Yeah. Well, we won't put them in his face.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We'll start with limbs first.
Okay.
We'll save the face for later.
Okay.
We'll take the arm first.
Okay.
He should be okay.
So he'll have to work out at the gym to get the bicep ready for the video camera. Yeah. Oh, look, he's flexing. Okay, so where do we go from here?
Well, I definitely want to address the needle issue.
Mm-hmm.
I use several different approaches. So people who have come into me that are afraid of needles, you know, if they're open to it and they see how thin, how tiny these needles are, I've even inserted them in my own arm to show people how various, it just goes in so superficially. But I also do non-needle techniques, which are just as effective. So in the hands of a skilled practitioner, acupuncture shouldn't hurt. Individual needling sensitivities, because we do manipulate the needles a bit, and those vary. So people will describe the sensation of acupuncture as it's a heaviness in the area, it's a tingling or a tugging or a warmth around the needle. So there's really nothing that's painful or anything to really be afraid of. And I also do a lot of non-needle techniques. They're just as effective. So I do acupressure, and that's pressing along the acupuncture points or pressing the meridians. I do shiatsu techniques, and that's kind of involving whole limbs to do massage and stretching, and that will work to massage, again, the acupuncture points and entire meridians. Moxibustion, that's burning mugwort, gently heating it over the points. Cupping, which is using glass or bamboo jars, creating suction on the skin. It feels like a deep tissue massage. And Japanese-style acupuncture, which is great. Its needles are used, but they're not even inserted. They're just held over the point. Isn't that neat?
That is pretty incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we want everybody to know that what we're saying is in the work that Beth does, it's work that enables the body to heal itself through her facilitation, and there are many different ways to do that. That's what this show is about. I mean, we wanted to make sure that we brought you many, many options, because options for me are essential and important. And with the way that Beth approaches this, you get to see the integration of the different modalities. So, you know, I like moxibustion.
Mox is great.
I really love that.
Mox is great. And Mox is great when the weather turns cold and rainy.
Oh, like this is like perfect for
it. Yes.
It's like 80 degrees. No, not exactly the thing you want to do. But like a day like today, it
warms the soul.
Great.
It's like a good cup of herbal tea or java.
It does. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Beth Weber is back. And as I said before, we've got a lot to talk about in this show. We've got a special offer for everybody out there. Seasonal affective disorder on the table today. Comments or questions, give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everyone. I wanna jam it with
you. Impurities in your body lead to health issues and weight gain. Regular cleansing is vital to help your body safely and naturally eliminate harmful substances that may contribute to weight gain. Combined with regular exercise, nutritious meals, and water intake, the Isagenics Cleansing and Fat Burning System nourishes your body with natural herbs, vitamins, and minerals as it enables you to flush years of built-up impurities. You have nothing to lose except for the weight. Call Christine at 215-437-9565.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The Enlightenment Card has and is established with over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further personal growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or if you use points to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference in the world. Join the community at enlightenmentcard.com.
Karen Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
Are you carrying around unwanted emotional baggage that is keeping you from living the life your heart desires? Kathy Brody can help you lose that baggage without even going to the airport. You don't have to spend a year in therapy to get rid of bad habits and ideas that don't serve you. Access your own wisdom with hypnosis, regression techniques, reconnective healing, guided imagery, and inverse wave therapy. Stop smoking, manage stress, and handle transition. Call today for your appointment, 206-546-8266. Kathy Brody at Harvest of the Heart can help you start your new life today. Harvest of the Heart, acupunctureclinic.com.
Are you ready to reconnect body, mind, and spirit? Let's break through to optimal health and wellness at Zoe Lotus Healing Arts in Seattle. They have revolutionized holistic healing modalities. They use a synergistic blend of gentle acupuncture, massage, breathwork, and lifestyle counseling in every session. It is their goal to support you on your journey to wellness. Visit them at zoelotus.org. That's Zoelotus.org. Or call 206-601-7204.
Find out how you can change the world with the coffee you drink. Nectar of Life Coffee Company is a kosher, fair trade, and organic certified coffee roaster. They purchase shade-grown organic fair trade coffees from the farmers at a fair price. By choosing to only roast organic fair trade coffee, they're helping the farmers and their consumers live healthier, complete lives. To purchase coffee or to learn more, visit nectaroflife.com or call 509-979-5245.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Buffalo.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And Beth Weber in the house, Zoe Lotus Healing Arts. Go to the website, Zoe Lotus, Zoelotus.org. Check it out. You'll find a lot of information about what we're talking about there and much more. We're talking today about acupuncture, just getting rid of all of the myths we have around it and getting the real deal out there. And the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about seasonal affective disorder and a special opportunity for Dr. Pat listeners. So, you know, let's talk about what it's like, Beth, to walk into your office and have a session with Beth Weber.
So typically people will ask, how long is a session? How many sessions does it take?
Am I done yet?
Am I healed? So typically the first session is 90 minutes. I like to take a full half hour to talk about challenges, answer any questions, talk about patient goals, and then do the treatment. And that's always individually tailored to the patient's needs. And people need different things on different days. So, we might start with massage, do a little acupuncture, moxibustion, do a little aromatherapy, some breath work to decrease stress, end with a little bit of acupuncture, and if there's herbal remedies needed or some nutritional guidelines we need to go over, we'll discuss those, and people will go on their merry way.
Well, you know, part of this is understanding about how this feels. I mean, the thing that I'd like to focus on as well is the fact that my experience is you walk in and you're not feeling really pretty good. You're not feeling good at all. But when you leave, there's this sense of your body being, and everybody reacts differently.
Everyone reacts differently.
There have been some, I even react differently for the same thing. I mean, there are some days where I feel like I go through it and I'm totally relaxed and I just want to veg out. There are other days I go through, I'm totally relaxed and I have more energy than I know what to do with.
Right.
And it doesn't hit me till the next day or so. So this is really very unique and person specific, right?
Yes. And it's also dependent upon what we as individuals bring to the table. So if we're stressed and we can't, you know, usually what I will do is I will check on the person within 5 minutes of putting the acupuncture needles in and see how are you doing, because you should be coming down at that point. And whether you answer me with a good or that's what I'm looking for. And sometimes I'll walk into a room and I'll say, how are you doing? And they'll say, fine. Okay, no, we're not going in the right direction. So I will either add a needle or do a little bit of a foot rub to get that person to kind of come out of their mind. I walk people through meditations and breath work to allow yourself to come down. And the body is an amazing thing when we are allowed to rest for a good hour. That is when the body repairs and rejuvenates.
Well, and this is for many of us that have explored this. And I have to tell you, up until, you know, recently, I really was not fully experiencing what acupuncture is. And recently I've got introduced to both acupuncture and now massage in the way that you're talking about it. And I am so struck by how tense my shoulders can get. You know, I go work out, and we started a workout program, and I've got the personal trainer people who are always looking for your body to be hard, and they're like, oh, honey, you have got to get your massage.
Right.
What is all of this about? Oh, she's looking at me. She's looking at me. Well, definitely, I carry a lot on my shoulders.
Yes, and so many of us do. So I will have people come in, and they'll lie down on the table, and their shoulders will be literally connected to their ears, and we'll talk about relaxing, and they will say, I thought I was relaxed. And when I gently press the shoulders down towards the feet, they go, oh, that's where they're supposed to be? I say, yes, that's where they're supposed to be. So sometimes it's a matter of just getting out of your head as well.
You look so relaxed.
You look so relaxed?
Yeah, you do. I'm looking at you, and I'm looking how nice and relaxed your shoulders are, and now I'm acutely aware of how, like, get him down. I have to have Benny come in and push him down for me. Okay, so, you know, one of the things that, you know, we started to talk about is not only how long the sessions are, but I think for a lot of folks, it's important now to bring everybody up to the 21st century and actually talk about what acupuncture can do for you.
Acupuncture can treat an array of different disorders. And most people think of pain. That's the number one thing. Oh, backache, shoulder injury, acupuncture is good for that. But acupuncture can treat a vast array of internal stuff. The National Institutes of Health and the World Health Organization recognize acupuncture's ability to treat over 200 different conditions. And those range from allergies to asthma, cold and flu, fertility, seasonal affective disorder, stress, anxiety, sleep disorders. So you can see, I mean, it's just a vast array of things that people would not even consider to be an option.
And, you know, part of this is really looking at the people that you visit, you had come in your office. I mean, tell us a little bit about some of the folks that have come in that you've worked with.
So I actually, just now, within the past couple of weeks, I have been working with a woman that was diagnosed many, many years ago with chronic fatigue syndrome. And this is this big umbrella term sometimes when we really don't know what's going on in the body. And I love when people come in and they tell me, I've been to everybody and no one knows what to do. And I'm tired of taking the medications
That's the story.
They are ripe and ready for this type of treatment. And a lot of them, they might come in and they're afraid of needles. But you know what? They would hang from a chandelier if they could feel better. So I love when they come in to see me because they're so open. They're just ready. They're ready to feel better. And chronic fatigue, any of you out there that suffer with chronic fatigue, I mean, there might be pain. There's a lot of digestive issues that could go with it. A lot of fatigue, a lot of tiredness that some people just don't want to get out of bed in the morning. They know they have things to do. They don't want to get out of bed. They have a lot of mood disorders, a lot of depression. So chronic illness in that respect has a lot of depression, anxiety, sleep disorders. There's a lot of different systems that will come into play. So it's not just one thing. And for me, treating those people with a blend of things, teaching them how to welcome and get back into their bodies, relieving the symptoms, relieving the pain, giving them a little more energy, working with their diet to play up that energy so they might be eating things that would actually make the chronic fatigue or even things like fibromyalgia worse. So getting them thinking in a different way, getting them out of the box that they're in, and within one or two treatments, people are feeling a lot better.
So, you know, how do we just sum this up for people that have gone and done everything? Because I think we hear this a lot. I've tried everything in the book. I've tried every supplement. Nothing is working. And yet we are finding that both massage and acupuncture, when you put them together, are very powerful. I know for myself, even though I don't understand it, I don't understand acupuncture the way you do, I know that my experience with it has really been life-changing. And so it's not as important for me to know at this point, but because I've experienced it. But for people that have not experienced it, it's important. What you're saying is so important to help people understand how this works. I mean, before prescription drugs, there was acupuncture.
Right.
I mean, in a lot of ways.
Oh, right. And massage as well. I mean, massage is, you know, has roots in Chinese folk medicine. So touch therapy has been around for just as long, if not longer. What's great about these modalities as healing modalities is that it gives the body a chance to escape from that fight or flight syndrome that we have talked about in other shows, that sympathetic nervous system, if we're treating dis-ease or illness, chronic illness with medications and whatnot, where is the stress relief that comes with it? Anyone that's chronically ill out there has depression issues that go along with it. It's just, it's a matter of fact that when we're dealing with something that is taking its toll on our body or chronic pain, that we're not very happy people, and rightly so. So in order to give our bodies a chance to rest and restore and repair, acupuncture and massage offer a wonderful avenue to get to that goal.
You know, Beth, I mean, so much of what we're talking about is in the spirit of bringing life back to people who had pretty much given up on it. But more importantly, what I've learned about acupuncture, and I wanted to get your take on this, is that we don't have to wait for something like really bad to go wrong. I mean, the preventative aspects of acupuncture are equally important, correct?
Correct. And do you realize that in China, they get paid to keep you well. They don't get paid when you're sick. So it is great preventative medicine. People who are relatively healthy, you know, they have great stress
what
management.
What an idea.
I know.
Getting paid to keep you well.
To keep you well, yeah. So, you know, some people will come in once a season. So like now, we're heading into cold and flu season. So people are wondering, what can I do to boost my immune system? What can I do to stave off any kind of cold or flus? This would be a great time to come in to do that because we can do that. Also, summer times, there's summer colds that go around, same thing. So some people will actually time their sessions to come in fall, winter, spring, summer, and that's when they get their tune-up, so to speak.
Yeah. Let's give out your phone number, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about seasonal affective disorder. People are going to want to have the phone number and your email address for questions. So let's give that out real quick, and we'll make sure we continue to do it in the next, and when we come back from break.
So email is info@zoelotus.org, and the phone number is 206-601-7204.
One more time with that phone number.
206-601-7204.
And lots of information on Beth on the Dr. Pat website. When we come back, we have got a phenomenal offer for the listeners. As we said before, our job is not only to bring you information, but to bring you solutions and give you opportunities. We've got one such opportunity with Beth Weber. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In our busy world, many people are searching for balance between their inner spiritual lives and their outer material ones. Pilgrimage is one way to find deeper meaning and purpose. Bay Pellegrini, the beautiful pilgrims, offer small group sojourns to revered and sacred sites on the ancient pilgrim paths of Europe. Bay Pellegrini, beautiful places, exceptional journeys, transcendent experiences. Call 877-377-3557 or visit BEIPELLEGRINI.com.
Our love affair with chocolate just got healthier. Dark chocolate, a healthy addition to an effective wellness program. An impressive and rapid growing research pool suggests that dark chocolate is the new superfood, capable of providing the body with the essential nutrients it needs. Dasai Chocolate is the creator of the healthy chocolate revolution. Unprocessed, never been cooked, eat chocolate, lose weight with chocolate, improve your health with chocolate. Life with chocolate couldn't be sweeter. Check out lifewithchocolate.net.
Each one of us experiences a time in our lives when our health has become upset or challenged. Tim Ticehurst is an accomplished homeopath who provides compassionate help for his clients who are looking to return to balance. The remedies Tim recommends are completely safe and non-toxic and can work in tandem with prescription medications. Visit homeopathyseattle.com or call Tim at 1-800-219-1526 for a free consultation to see if homeopathy may be right for you.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Having someone in your corner with knowledge and expertise fully dedicated to your success is the best way to meet your weight and health goals. I'm Angela Pfeiffer, certified nutritionist and owner of The Nourished Body. I am dedicated to teaching you how to eat right and coaching you through the gradual lifestyle changes needed not only to lose weight, but to keep it off for good. If you're frustrated with those extra pounds that you just can't seem to lose, do something about it. Take the first step. I make healthy easy and I make it fun. Take the first step by calling me at 425-747-5282.
Are you ready to reconnect body, mind, and spirit? Let's break through to optimal health and wellness at Zoe Lotus Healing Arts in Seattle. They have revolutionized holistic healing modalities. They use a synergistic blend of gentle acupuncture, massage, breathwork, and lifestyle counseling in every session. It is their goal to support you on your journey to wellness. Visit them at zoelotus.org. That's Zoelotus.org. Or call 206-601-7204.
1150KKNW.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
My boy. No, no. Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Yeah, everyone, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And if you want to find out more about us, check us out, www.drpatshow.com, drpatshow.com. That's drpatshow.com. We've got lots we're posting on the website, actually going through a revamp and lots to announce. And Benny and I will do some of that on Thursday. We've got some time blocked out to bring everybody, get everybody caught up with what's happening. My guest today is Beth Weber. We have introduced and answered your questions as you have asked about acupuncture. And now we're talking about seasonal affective disorder. And before we get into the conversation, we want to reveal to you a special offer that Beth has put together for Dr. Pat listeners. And so let's share a little bit about what we're going to be able to do for folks that are suffering from this.
So I'd like to share with one lucky listener out there the opportunity to work with me throughout the fall and winter season. Someone that has been struggling with winter blues, seasonal affective disorder, and has tried other things or not tried other things and wants relief from this. So treatments might go once a month, twice a month, and we'll talk about exactly what's going to be going into this as we start talking about seasonal affective disorder, but I like to call my treatment a feast for the senses, so we will do lots of combinations of modalities to help lift your spirit.
Mm-hmm. And what will this cost one of our loyal listeners?
An email.
That's right.
An email. That's all
I
need.
That's what we do on this show.
So I would like for someone to send me an email to info@zoelotus.org. I want to know a little bit about you. Tell me how long you have been struggling with winter blues or seasonal affective disorder. What's your worst month? What type of symptoms do you have? What have you tried, if anything? And why is getting relief from this important to you?
And the thing that I would like you to add is we're going to now kick off a segment talking about it. What I'd like to have you add to the email is, what have you heard in this segment right now that resonates with you? And so we're going to make sure you have lots of information. So again, the email address is info@zoelotus.org. That's Z-O-E. Lotus.org. And three things that you need to put in there. It doesn't have to be a long email. A brief overview of your condition, what you struggle with, what modalities you may have used. Secondly, why is getting relief important to you? And the third point, what part of this upcoming interview, this interview right now, what part did you hear that resonates with you? And so let's talk about this, Beth. And folks, don't worry. We're going to have a commercial about it. You've got 2 weeks to respond, so you don't necessarily have to do it today. But I would suggest you not wait. So we'll give you 2 weeks to respond and make sure you hear this again. But let's talk about this. You know, up until recently, I don't know that I've heard about seasonal affective disorder. I just realized that sometimes it's really hard to be in room with a few people. Not those those who would not be named.
That's right. So what is seasonal affective disorder? It looks a lot like clinical depression. There's one difference. It settles in around October, November, and it vanishes in the spring. So it's affected by your latitude. I always say, don't let your latitude affect your attitude. So how far from the equator do you live? That's primarily the issue. The decrease in sunlight exposure decreases our serotonin production, and that affects our mood. That's our circadian rhythm, our mood, our behavior. So if you can imagine, it's November. Well, imagine today. We wake up.
I'm imagining today because we're living in it.
It's barely light when we get up and we come home and it's already dark. The skies are cloudy. The air is chilly. Most of us feel very cranky and sluggish, and a lot of us have a colossal case of the munchies for foods that are not necessarily good for us.
Oops.
Throw in the holidays, and you've got a recipe for disaster.
So, you know, the thing that you said is most important, and that is, you know, it's this idea that it shows up certain times a year.
Yeah.
And it depends on what part of the country or the world you actually live in.
Yes.
In terms of how long your winter really is.
Exactly. So how short are the winter days? How much sunlight exposure? And we've got a double whammy here in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, there are times in the Northeast, for instance, that aren't necessarily cloudy. They have more sun than us. So we have a double whammy. We have the cloudy skies and we have the short days and exposure to sunlight. So we are...
We're blessed.
We're blessed.
We are totally blessed.
Yes.
Because given all of that, everything here is green. I actually had a visitor spend a month with me from Hawaii and was struck by how green it was. Now, imagine someone from Hawaii saying, oh, my God, I wish I lived here. It's so green here. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to see the green.
Yes.
As we look out today.
As it's miserable out there.
So, you know, as we talk about this, this has become an issue. And not only an issue, but for you, Beth, this has become a passion. This is not just a casual conversation about seasonal affective disorder. Because casual conversations go nowhere. It's like, okay, let's complain about the weather. For you, this has become a problem to solve, and you have come up with a solution.
I think it's because I'm from Florida originally. And so for the past couple of years, I have been diligently working on this revolutionary treatment for seasonal affective disorder. It's not done here, which amazes me. And when I've asked people about it, it's kind of like, we just deal with it. You know, we get our light boxes and we deal with it. We drink lots of coffee. And I think there should be another option. So, yeah. So
you've been working on this for a couple years.
Oh,
then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fine tuning. And I have had my, you know, couple people as guinea pigs in the beginning stages of this. And it's worked out just superbly. So mm-hmm. I am so excited to get going with this. And, mm-hmm. and it's such a great time of year to start it.
All right. Well, if you've got questions about this, I want to make sure that Beth and I just don't kind of go on about it without giving you an opportunity. Since we are presenting an opportunity for... one of you to go through months of treatment with Beth. 1-800-930-2819 is our toll-free number right here. If you want to call in with comments or questions about any of this, please do so. 1-800-930-2819. And Ben, you will pick up your calls and we'll make sure we get them on the air. So let's continue this because there are different people that show up with different, well, symptoms, let's call them.
Oh, and different stages. I mean,
yeah,
they're,
okay.
You know,
I didn't even know there were stages.
Yes.
Okay, what are the stages?
Well, okay, well, first of all, 10% of people in Seattle have diagnosed seasonal affective disorder. And then there's another 10
really?
To 20% with a milder case or what we term winter blues. So, typical symptoms, mood changes, of course. People can be cranky, sad, irritable, anxious, strain with social and interpersonal relationships, appetite changes, so increased appetite, and the holidays do not help this. So we have some weight gain, cravings of carbohydrates and sweets are the big ones, all those comfort foods, and lots of sleep and activity changes. So an increased need for sleep, but a lower quality of rest when we do sleep. Daytime tiredness, that's why we're always reaching for the coffee. Lack of sex drive, lack of motivation, and lack of energy. So there are natural holistic options that you can do for self-care, though. So I would love to talk about things that we can do on our own at home. talk about those?
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I think self-care is a huge issue. I mean, I actually think that we've moved into such a stage of busyness right now that, you know, in sort of the food chain of things, self-care like hits the bottom.
Oh, and it's so important in my practice. I always remind patients to do their self-care. So as far as seasonal affective disorder and winter blues go, bright light therapy, that's the number one thing people have heard
about.
Tell
me about the bright light thing, because I've got an issue now in my office with, like, the whole fluorescent thing.
Okay, well, sunbox is, if you get a good quality sunbox, and that's what the measurement is, 10,000 lux. And what you want to do is you want to make sure that there's good ones that they actually have it angled down. So you're not supposed to be staring into the light. You're supposed to be sitting at however big the light box is. They'll tell you how far of a distance you can be sitting away from it. And you can read or watch TV or do whatever or work on your computer while the light box is on. And they say you can, you know, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon. That's a good thing. Not many people will invest in the light box. You can find some ones from anywhere from 100 to sky's the limit on those. But there's another one that's very good, a dawn simulator, and that will simulate the slow sunrise in the morning before the sun actually comes up.
You're kidding.
No. So you have it in your bedroom.
Serious?
Yes, yes.
And it Benny, will, have you heard of that?
It'll mimic the sun coming
not
up.
Not a bit.
Yep.
This is, like, totally cool.
Yeah. So then your body isn't fooled. I mean, it is fooled into thinking the sun came up, so you're not so sluggish when you get out of bed.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We're going to have to do some research.
It's amazing what they can come up with these things.
Actually, what I'd like to ask you to do is if you can send me a list of either the light boxes or the Dawn simulators that we can recommend, we'll contact those folks and see if we can get a special discount for Dr. Pat listeners.
Yeah, I would love to.
If you could do that,
yeah,
that would be great.
Sure.
I'm always looking to help our listeners out. I mean, that's why we do this show. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so what else?
Dietary changes. Not many people want to hear this.
Hold that. Why don't you hold that for when we come back from break? Because that is not going to be like a 2-minute thing.
No.
But, you know, part of this is also try to get out of the zip code. I call it try to get out of the zip code.
Change your location. Go south.
Yeah. Or in this case, I don't know, Benny, can we go east? I mean, is it east that will help?
Not right now, no.
Okay.
go towards
now.
The equator.
There you go.
Okay, go towards the equator.
Not right now.
All right.
Maybe earlier in the year, because our summer was pretty short, so
I see.
It lasted maybe another day longer over there.
Okay, but somehow do something to change your perspective.
Yeah.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with Beth Weber, and we will, again, when we come back, talk about the offering, and we've got a caller, so we got lots going on. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
How would your life be different if you had the guidance of a psychic intuitive, medium, or energy healer? How exciting would it be to discover your own inherent spiritual gifts of intuition and wisdom? Find out when you tune in to Sage, Spirit, Angels, and Guides Entertainment, Fridays at noon on KKNW 1150 AM and streaming live at sageradioshow.com. Call in and speak with the sages and receive guided insight for your life. Don't just imagine the possibilities, live them.
Psst, hey you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
The secret is no longer a secret, but still life's deepest questions remain. How will you answer them? See One, the movie, and join the ultimate conversation at onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Experience One, the movie, and find your answers.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximize Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourish the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Beth Weber is my guest today. And as we said before, Beth Weber has created, she is the founder of Zoe Lotus Healing Arts Acupuncture Massage. And so we are talking today, right now, about seasonal affective disorder. I want to remind everyone, special offer for those of you out there in the Seattle area that can, or if you're not in the Seattle area and you want to get to her office, you can. We are offering one of our listeners a full treatment, which is going to cover a few months here. And what we need from you is an email so that we can select one of you that talks about the brief history of what's going on with you and why getting relief from seasonal affective disorder is important to you. And then the third thing is to mention what about today's show did you hear that really resonates with you. The way to do it is to send an email at info@zoelotus.org, Z-O-E, lotus.org. That's info@zoelotus.org. And Beth will chat with you. If for those of you that are not on emails that want to respond by a letter, you can do this as well. And Beth, we can have them give you a call and you can give them your address.
Or they can find the address on the website as well.
If they're not hooked up to
I'm sorry. Yeah, they can call me. Yeah, they can call me 206-601-7204 and I can give them the address.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
All right, let's bring on Roxanne from Seattle. Looks like she's into the questions area, I guess, directed towards progression of seasonal disorders, what we've been discussing before. So she wanted to go a little more further in depth. So Roxanne, are you there? Thank you.
Hi, Roxanne. Welcome to the show, and thank you for waiting so patiently.
Hi. My question is if you, I know that I get the effects starting in August, and this is a long time I have dealt with seasonal affective disorder because I lived in Alaska and Minnesota and here, and so, you know, it's a long time issue, but I'm thinking that that's one of the things in the beginning that you know, you go down a few layers, and then you're not moving as much. Because I ended up with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and so it's like if it doesn't get handled, then it goes into other things. That's my question. Have you seen that with people?
I've seen a lot. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people start with one area and then the health will progressively get worse and go into things like chronic pain, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. So to catch things early is key.
Okay.
So, Roxanne, I mean, you know, we're covering a lot here, and we're going to share some of the things that Beth has come up with. I mean, you heard us talk about the fact that this is a passion for her, and so now she's created a way, a modality, an approach to help people get through this. So make sure, if this is something you're interested in, that you ship her a letter or respond by email to get into the offering. We're going to be picking one of the listeners to participate in a full, it's really a full service process.
Oh, it's going to cover several months. Yeah,
cover several months. Okay, Roxanne?
I'll do that.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Let's get to the best part. And the best part, or not so...
dietary.
Not so good, is, you know, diet.
Dietary.
But not really diet.
Not
it's,
really.
It's about, you know, what we stick in our mouths.
It's a lifestyle change. Yeah. It's, you know, what makes depression worse? What makes the effects of seasonal affective disorder worse? Junk food, refined carbohydrates, caffeine, and alcohol. And most of the time, that's what people are reaching for. Those are the comfort foods. There's an interesting note that this is a wonderful little side note, talking about your latitude. So similar latitudes, similar weather patterns, and sometimes even more severe weather patterns of Japan and Iceland to us and Alaska. And seasonal affective disorder is relatively unknown. Why would you think?
Tell me.
Fish consumption.
No kidding. Is it, so it's fish oil?
It's fish oil. The thing is, though, unfortunately, that our oceans are polluted and lots of our fish has heavy metals and mercury. So it's not saying go eat more fish. It's the omega-3 fatty acids. We are overabundant on omega-6s. That's corn, sunflower, safflower.
Oh,
we
have
way too many of those. That's all refined stuff. We need more omega-3s. So you can actually get really good, safe, encapsulated forms that don't have the mercury or any of the heavy metals in. So I carry those. They're very good.
All right. So part of this is really getting to the place where you sit down and you make a conscious effort. I have to tell you, I just made a conscious effort to put more salmon into my diet. And what I realized is that you can do this a number of different ways. The aha that I got, which was kind of interesting because I'm always complaining, I'm not just going to go into it today, but about the cooking thing, what I rediscovered coming from the East Coast is lox.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we grew up on that on the East Coast. I mean, in a New York community, it was always lox.
That's a great way to add salmon into the diet.
And what I love about it is it's available. You can have it. I've even left it out like for a couple of hours and it's still okay.
Right.
Like a light bulb went on.
Yeah, that's a great way to incorporate more fish into the diet. But to just let people know out there, people that are avoiding fish for whatever reason, people that are afraid of mercury stuff, mm-hmm. because that is an issue today, is to get a good source of the essential fatty acids capsule form, encapsulated.
And we have got somebody coming on to help with that in October. So we'll make sure that you understand the difference between purified and non-purified.
Right.
I mean, this is a big conversation. But boy, what a simple solution.
Oh, very simple solution. That and also getting your vitamin D levels checked. You can do anything, any type of therapy, any type of remedy, change your diet, increase your exercise. But if your vitamin D levels are really low, it's only going to put a very temporary Band-Aid. So if your MD or your ND has the wherewithal to get your vitamin D, it's just a simple blood test, and check it. You can get on only under the care of a healthcare practitioner should you be taking D supplements, because there is risk of overdoing it. But it can change attitude quite drastically from depression to normal, healthy, happy. Yeah.
All of it. I mean, so, you know, you've created this way for people to come in, whether or not our listeners are, you know, selected. We're going to select one listener. But for many people out there, you've created a way for them to get some relief. And this is, as you said, when we started the show, you did your research on this and discovered that no one is really addressing this. I mean, yes, light box, yes, this, that. But now you've come up with a way. Just give people an overview of what is included in the approach that you've discovered.
Well, in each session, I like to call this a feast for the senses. So in each session, I have incorporated a modality that will take sight, sound, touch, smell, and take it to the next level. So something that will literally lift the mood, invigorate your senses, revitalize the soul. So I combine acupuncture techniques, and that could be needle or non-needle. We do some massage that promotes relaxation, relieves stress and tension, which go along with seasonal affective disorder. Aromatherapies, we use essential oils to bring what I call aromatic light to the dark northern winters. And oils stimulate the nerve endings in the back of our nose, our olfactory bulb, and that stimulates the limbic system of the brain. Smells are very emotional. It's associated with our most primal instincts and memories. So aromatherapies are very powerful things. taste, herbal teas, things that are warm, invigorating, uplifting, teas with green tea with lemongrass, citrus, cinnamon bark. I mean, things that really just invigorate you. Sound, we've been working on lots of musical stuff that we're going to be bringing in, salsa and just music to really get you going and get you, get, you know, words communicate facts, emotion, music evokes emotion. So we want to synchronize the brain cells and the nerve pathways and get the rhythm going. And herbs, for any patients that need that extra support, herbal tinctures, we have the fish oils, and we have sources to get your D levels checked if need be.
So we've got lots we're going to continue to talk about. Beth, let's give out your information again. Email info@zoelotus.org. Phone number is important because I'm sure people are going to want to contact you to find out more about what we've talked about today. We don't have to live with seasonal affective disorder, thanks to Beth Weber coming up with a phenomenal approach. And so let's give out your information one more time.
So phone number 206-601-7222.
And pick something that you heard today, one thing that you heard today to help you start to move towards eliminating seasonal affective disorder, whether it is fish oil, whether it is knocking off some of that extra piece of pie that you might want to be grabbing for right about now. Just say no. Thank you, Beth Weber, for joining us today.
Thank you.
What a phenomenal show. Don't touch that dial. Guess who we've got coming in? The panel. They'll be joining us for an ongoing conversation about the digestive system. Don't put that pie in your stomach just yet. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everyone.
The panel.